Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
My name is Amy.
Hi, and I'm Michelle Connolly. And you're listening to Flawsome, the podcast for amazing parents doing the most amazing, wonderful, no really, it's just for parents trying to do the very best that they can every single day.
And we have a bit of a laugh along the way. Now, I've got three kids, 9, 14 and 20.
Yes, and Jimmy.
Oh, and Jimmy, my fourth kid, my beautiful husband, fourth kid.
And I also have a Jim, a husband, and two children. I have a 3 and a... he just turned 6. Six-year-old. Sorry for forgetting your birthday.
Now, Michi, we're heading into my least favourite time of the year, back to school. Now, you haven't had many back to schools, have you?
No, because the first year at school, when it's kindy, all you have to bring in is some paper towel and tissues.
You just get your kid, you shove them in the door and that's it.
Yeah, and you sort of go, oh, Mummy misses you growing up. But no, this year I've got the full essay of...
You've already started your back to school shopping.
Look, only because I drove past an office supplies.
Don't lie to me. You're loving it, aren't you?
Well, look, I did like selecting the things that I wanted myself because my son couldn't give a rat's what he was given. But I took great pleasure in picking out, you know, little cute folders and things like that.
I have to say back to school is something that I have absolutely abandoned in recent years.
Oh, I can understand. You've been through it.
I've said to my children,
yeah,
go to your father. Father, your dad can do it.
I love
works.
That.
I am not doing it.
Yeah.
I had a couple.
But do they talk him into going into Smiggle and buying everything that's...
Well, you know, the beauty of boys is, and this is, I don't know if other people agree, but boys really don't care.
Right.
Like, you know, up in Queensland we have the Kookaburra list where you
right.
just send away and you pay 100 and whatever bucks mm-hmm. and they send it all directly to
I
you.
I love that idea.
It's a great idea, but every year, as my daughter says to me, Mum, you had one job, one job. Because I always forget the cutoff is like early December.
Give it to Dad.
No one's thinking about back to school in early December.
You're just trying to get through.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about where am I going to get my next cheese plate from.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am not worrying about back to school for next year. So I always forget to do it. And the other day my daughter went really angry at me and said, you've got one job, Mum. But the boys, so Max and Gus, they literally don't care. Yeah. I could, you know, buy them whatever.
Mm.
But Queenie is so picky.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I had a rough few years with her where every single book had to be covered in different paper.
Yeah.
None of those easy little sort of covers that you can now buy.
I love those.
I had to actually cover them with wrapping paper. One year she wanted doilies on the front of them all, like a bit of a vintage theme. And then covered in contact.
Oh.
And if there was the slightest bubble,
she'd
be like, do it again. It's like being in a prison system for back to school.
Again,
woman. Look at that bubble. Not good enough. And I'm not even joking.
Oh.
And she even said to me the other day, do you remember when I used to give you a really bad time with Raph? And I was like, yeah, I do.
I'm still in therapy, Queenie.
Obviously, she's going to year 9 now, so, like, I totally don't need anything like that because it's so not cool.
Oh, my God.
I just need my phone. I just need my Snapchat. Yeah. And yeah.
We don't even write these days, Mum. We just text.
We just record it and then we just, like, use this app and it's
God.
So cool.
Who even writes these days?
So I'm kind
Sorry,
of feel
Queenie,
like
I love you.
We love you, Queenie. My baby. There was one year, though, Michi, where I actually forgot about back to school altogether. So it's like my proudest moment as a parent.
You don't have it circled on the calendar. I've got mine.
I don't have a calendar.
I love a paper calendar. It's in the kitchen.
Of course you do. I bought my parents a sausage dog one.
But I've got got mine circled. It's highlighted. It's got arrows pointing to it, and it's got yay.
I don't even know how we're friends. I don't even have any sort of calendar system on my phone. There is nothing ever. The fact that I have nothing ever going on in my life would be a reason why with that. But one year, so my mum, who lives sort of about 6 hours away, she said, "You know what, Amy, you need a break. Why don't you fly the kids down to me, and you and Jimmy can have like have a week off." Now, this is like, honestly, when your parents say that to you, Michi, it's like winning $1 million, isn't it? It's like literally the best thing that could be.
A whole week.
A whole week.
Jesus, that's like having like you're turning back the clock 5 years.
And you just sit there and you do nothing. You just watch TV and you just, let's go out and drink wine on a Tuesday night. You don't care. Yeah. So, like, honestly, Di is knocking out of the park, and I couldn't have logged on to Webjet any faster if I tried to book my flights. But she was kind of like, oh, it can't be. So I'm looking at the flights, and obviously you're just trying to get what the cheapest are, et cetera, et cetera. And it was around sort of like mid to late January. And so I booked the flights, and they're off for the week. Anyway, lo and behold, one Monday morning I'm like driving to get something, and I'm like, there's school kids everywhere.
Oh, stop it.
It was the first day of school and my kids were 6 hours away at my parents and they weren't due back for 2 days.
Oh, no.
It's completely forgot. Completely so forgot.
Did you tell the kids or you just like rocked up as normal when you first went?
I just rocked up. I said, look, Mum had a bit of a mistake and I forgot about back to school, so you're going to be 3 days late. And that
was awesome.
One of my finest moments as a mum. So
that's incredible. I love that.
Literally forgotten. It was only when I saw kids walking around in their uniforms that I went,
well, lucky it wasn't the school calling you going, oh God, do you still have children? Where are your children? Jesus.
Docs come knocking on my door. Where are your three kids? Michi, you were telling me about this new mum hack that's doing the rounds at the moment, and it actually incredible. Just might be the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Let's do a beautiful community service
and let everyone
know about this absolute ball terror of an idea. Take it away, Michi.
Well, look, I've known you for years, and to be honest, I can't believe that you didn't invent this because
it's genius.
There's
I'm not a genius.
But there's also lots of little, tricks and tips and everything else that you've sort of, passed on, but no. So the latest mum hack is that you do all your shopping online. So
all your grocery shopping.
All your grocery shopping. And
Woolies, Coles.
You check it all up and then you get all ready and then you tell your family, oh, I'm off to go and do the shopping now. But you click and collect it. And then you've got an hour to yourself instead.
2 hours if you really play your cards right.
I'm going to get my nails done. I'm going to go to movies.
And no one knows.
I might just sit in the car and have a sleep.
And everyone, I've done that before.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks that you're off doing the
price comparisons, trying to get the cheapest pasta sauce. They think that
you're traipsing from Coles to Aldi to Woolies to work
out. I'm going to the fruit shop.
Not paying $1.99 for bananas.
I've seen them on sale.
Aldi's got them for $1.49.
I'm heading over across there. Yes. So that's
incredible. In fact, what you're doing is you're getting there, getting some beautiful shellac on your nails for an hour.
Absolutely. I'm going to spend half an hour picking a colour out. I'm going to take my time. Might get my moustache waxed.
It's really like a whole new world, isn't it? Because Bunnings have click and collect.
They do. They do. And I love a bit of Bunnings, as you know.
Well, and there's a lot of surface area to cover at Bunnings. You could probably even get in a movie.
Yeah.
While you're doing that.
A marathon.
Yeah.
You might even get to watch You. You can finish watching season 2 of You.
With my Big Mac. That would be amazing.
But seriously, it's really the best mum hack I've heard in my life. And I've heard of a few. Like, I'm more excited about this than about mud cake hacks. I'm more excited about this than, I don't know.
Right now.
Than hanging out laundry. I love matching up.
You're a sick puppy. I was telling my mother about this. She goes, this person does not exist. I said, she does.
I thought about you over Christmas. I was lining up my tea towels perfectly and my towels perfectly. And I thought, oh, God, Amy would punch me right now.
I went and got the washing off the line the other day, Michi, and Jimmy had hung it out, right?
Oh, good. I've seen the way Jimmy just throws it on there and then throws a bucket of pegs
at it. There was literally one was actually still in a big
ball. Yeah, I've seen it.
Right now, Woolworths and Coles are going to see a massive spike in click and collect numbers across the country. And it's down to us.
It's down to us.
You can thank us later, guys. This year, time for our favourite time of the week.
Wine and wine.
Today's the course, guys, when we knock back a little bit of wine and we have a bit of a whinge or a bit of a just kind of go through some of life's bigger questions, I think we
Tricky
can say.
Questions.
Got a nice glass of white wine today, Mishy. You love a bit of a crisp white wine.
I do, and I quite often love a little ice cube in there because that's the kind of classy lady that I am.
You love Sauvignon Blanc, don't you, Mishy?
She hates it.
You're the only woman alive who hates Sauvignon Blanc. I could literally bathe in it. Just get me a whole lot of Oyster Bay and I'll just slash around in my Sauvignon Blanc bar.
That's how I feel about Pinot Grigio.
You're so classy.
And the rosé.
All right, question. Someone actually once corrected me and said it's actually pronounced rose.
Oh! Like Versace and Versace.
Yes, it's amazing. Question number one, Mishy. How often do you change the kids' sheets?
Never.
Really?
Never. I never change my kids' sheets.
Yeah, I don't think
I. It's my husband's job.
Oh! Disclaimer.
Disclaimer. No. The last time I did it, I think I almost broke a nail and I yelled at my husband, see, this is why you should do it. But I make him do it because I don't know why.
You never change your kid's bed until you've changed your kid's bunk bed. Have you ever done that?
No, and that's like why I won't buy bunk beds. They're horrific.
You need to be a gymnast.
I don't even know how you would do it. Have you seen the ones that are queen and double size at the top?
Oh.
How do you do that?
Maybe Jimmy and I should get one of those, one each. Good idea.
How often do you change your kid sheets?
You
do it like twice a week, don't
no,
you?
No, well, I'll tell you this. I change my own sheets every other night.
I know, and I love
and
that about you.
I'm like I like love to fresh sleep sheets. Like I'm in a hotel.
Yeah, I know. It's
and
amazing.
It's a you know, for all my – I am literally one of the laziest people alive when it comes to washing and housework. But it's one thing that I never, ever compromise on. And, in fact, it was my birthday recently and my daughter bought me a new sheet set.
Oh, you know what? She loves you.
She went
she
to Adair's and they actually looked up my order history so she knew which sort to get.
Oh, Queenie.
She's my money. But that's okay because it's sheets.
You know.
Yeah. But when it comes to my kids – it's like once a month. I'm pretty ratty.
Does Jimmy change it when you don't know it, that you don't know about?
No. My daughter, I probably every fortnight, I'd say. Every 2 to 4 weeks, I'd say.
Well, I think ours get done weekly just because our washing machine's quite big. So I always
Because you have a roster with – I have a big washing machine. It's just pure laziness.
No, just because I want to put all the sheets in together because, again, because I like them hanging on the line at the same time and so I can line the pillow slips up.
You're a weird.
I have problems.
Yeah, it's true. Question number two, Mishy, is it ever okay to send the kids to school in the same uniform as the day before?
Of course it is. Give me a sniff. Check if it's got any glow texture all over it or dirt. And away you go.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think it also depends on what colour the uniforms are.
Yeah.
My kids have really dark navy uniforms.
Now,
that just shows up everything.
Yeah.
It's really gross. Yeah. Like, you know, and they have dark sort of purple shirts. Again, show up everything.
Oh, that's right.
If it's like a checked or a cotton, you could go a good few weeks between washes.
I think it depends if it's a boy or a girl. I think girls can wear a tunic more than one day because when they're like in primary, they don't like it. Sweaty and BO and stuff. But boys are grots. Like, honestly. Eddie looks like he's been rolling around in a pig's pen when he comes home. I'm like, what'd you do today?
Nothing.
Like, I'm like, what are you talking about? You've got marker pen all over you. Again, is that Sharpie?
No.
Every day.
Well, a parenting expert once gave me some advice on how to get your kid to talk to you when they come home from school. Because you know how all kids say, I didn't know, no, I don't know, I didn't do anything. Apparently what you're supposed to say to them, and I just want to say I don't actually agree with this, but what you're supposed to say to them is, I went to the moon and back today. What did you do?
Oh, shut up, Mum.
That's the worst thing you ever heard.
Shut up, Mum. God.
You're an idiot, Mum.
Cup of Milo. Jesus.
Question number three. Have you ever bought a cake from the supermarket and passed it off as your own for the school fete or a school party? Every goddamn time.
Look, I didn't contribute to this year's fete, but I did do it for a daycare thing. So, yeah, same.
And I've already told you about this, but, you know, even me trying to organise that barbecue with the other school moms.
The brutal email chain.
That was just not, you know, I couldn't do that on a bigger level. But my niece actually and her girlfriend came and stayed with me for a few days. They're going around Australia in their –
awesome.
They bought a $2,000 van. They've
that's not going to break
they've
down.
They've paper mache'd the inside of it with vintage Playboy spreads. I mean, the young girls of today, you know. Whatever. Okay.
Did you have to contact it for them?
No, I didn't do anything. But they're vegan. And so I all of a sudden had to kind of worry about what I was cooking. It's not that hard and it's not that bad.
Although carrot and yogurt?
They did give me that, like, oh, my God, you've got to try our vegan cream cheese. And I was like, oh.
It's okay. Just coconut curds.
And I tasted it and it really was just tahini. It was just big old lump of tahini in my mouth. And I was like, mmm.
So does that mean that you want to be the president of the PNC?
No, I'd be vegan all the way. I ain't doing the PNC. Never. Sorry, but I love people who do.
Goodbye, Helen.
You make the world bigger, a better place for all of us. And on that note, we're going to say bye. Thank you for joining us.
See you next week.
Don't forget back to school.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.